gentle piano jazz, isn't it? Is it?
Sorry, no.
You sing along and I'll tell you if it's right or not. I don't know any of the words. It's a good job, really. Mark and I are in
My Huckleberry Friend.
Yes, that's in there. Yeah, it's true. We're in a restaurant, Mark.
You want a name?
Yeah, the name would be good.
We're in Palmer's Restaurant.
Palmer's Restaurant, which is spelled P-A-L-M-E-R-S.
Indeed, yes.
And it's in the beautiful London suburb of Bethnal Green.
Indeed, with Rory's Babel-like car blocks reaching up to the sky.
I don't know if tower block is really the right term. You know, I think you might be giving a, I think you might be being a bit pejorative there about these things. They are residential. put it this way: if you're not from London, we can thoroughly recommend a trip out to Bethnal Green, so long as you turn round at the tube station and go back the other way.
Yes.
But the restaurant is really good.
It's
incredibly good, actually. They were really welcoming with Vance. No, not the slightest issue. They've brought in water. They got us a table that which was suitable for him with space. And they've been really friendly in explaining things, the specials on the menu. And it's really good, isn't it? And Mark's been here before.
I have been here before. And it was.
You might need to speak up, Mark.
Sorry,
I know it's not like you to be quiet.
I haven't had enough wine yet.
Alright, sorry.
I have been here before, and it was equally good that time, which is why I came back.
And it's quite remarkable, isn't it? I mean, you know, this is probably the best place in the whole of East London.
Well, that's a bit dirty. I haven't tested most of the recipes.
Well,
it's the best place.
But basically, there isn't much.
The best place that I can get to in 5 minutes from way back.
There isn't much else in East London, though, is there?
I wouldn't go as far as that. I'm sure there's numerous places that are lovely.
Well, there's no Olympic Park anymore. That's gone.
It's coming back.
So I've heard.
In July, by the way.
And the 2014 Tour de France will tour it.
Will it?
Apparently so.
Alright, that'd be nice for them.
The 2014 Tour de France is. Have you not heard this announcement?
No, it's starting in London.
Do you want to guess where it's. Well, no, it's not starting in London. Guess where it's starting? Where would you want to start the Tour de France?
Belgium? Is it actually starting in France this time? Because it usually starts out in France. So it'll be starting in Manchester or somewhere?
Leeds.
Leeds.
It's starting in Leeds. It's going up to Kettlewell and Aysgarth, and then back down via Ripon and finishing in Harrogate. So the first stage of the Tour de France 2014 is finishing in Harrogate, which I think is brilliant. I'm going to book my hotel fairly soon for this.
I've got this idea of all these people in Lycra wandering in the Betty and
No, that shouldn't be allowed. The second stage of the Tour de France will begin in York and will go to Keighley and Howarth and Huddersfield, where you can't have everything in life, I suppose.
I'm waiting for the King of the Mountains to be crowned in the Pennines.
And Holmfirth. Holmfirth, so you're getting close. And then it finishes in Sheffield. So I don't think it quite hits the snake pass. But it's
it can't be that far away.
It's not far away, no.
Holmfirth is the last one.
It is, yeah.
That's just on the other side, though.
It's on the Yorkshire side of the Yorkshire-Lancashire border. They couldn't take it across the border, could they?
No, but isn't it?
I mean, they'd need their passports.
But isn't it on the Lancaster side of the St. Park's?
All I know is that Holmfirth, I can't even speak now, Holmfirth is in Yorkshire.
Yeah, but I thought, because Yorkshire doesn't actually end at the Pennines.
Well, it ends somewhere in the middle of the Pennines. Yes, thank you. Yes. It was really nice, thank you. Really good.
Thank you.
Oh, maybe.
Could we have the dessert, not the desserts, the menu for desserts. Sorry, my brain has switched off already.
That's all right.
Yes, you might be right. I just remember going to it at the same time we went over the St. Pass, and I don't remember what.
The St. Pass goes to, yep, there. And that's definitely in Lancashire.
And it hits Blossom first, isn't it?
Yes.
So it must be.
Holmfirth is further north.
Yeah, we must have gone on the same day.
Thank you.
We must have gone on the same day. It's very squeaky, I think. There you go.
Do you recognise bits of it from Last of the Summer Wine?
I never really liked the summer wine. And I know many people did, which is why it ran for a relatively long time. But
it lost its way in about 1980, I think.
Fair enough.
In fairness, there were still a few funny episodes in the 1990s and the early noughties.
And there were a couple. You know, you watch an episode. There usually were a couple of good lines.
I think the main problem was that once they'd continued the programme after the death of one key member of the cast, they then couldn't stop it for any other member. So they had to keep it going and going and going and going.
And then it becomes a national institution, but you can't stop it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it still going, or has it stopped?
No, they've stopped it now.
Have they stopped it?
Yeah.
When did they stop it?
It wasn't that long ago, but...
Oh, that's very sad. They shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Well, they were all dead. I mean, they come to the point where you're like, yeah, but we have to basically recruit an entire new gang.
Is what's his name dead, then?
I think about two or three of them.
What's his name? I can't think of his name.
That's not helping me.
Well, it was the only one of the gang of three left. The original.
I think there was...
Not, you know, Compo died about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The other one who became a policeman.
Right.
Or was replaced by a policeman. Okay. He went a long time ago.
I think there's probably...
Cleggy.
I think Cleggy's probably alive. Look it up on Google.
Yeah, I think I will have to.
I think there was certainly enough to finish the series. It wasn't like they're all dead. There's nobody left to keep on going. But I just always stayed where you're like it was becoming like Trigger's Broom. You know, you replace all the characters in the last of the line.
Yes, it's true. Trigger's Broom, brilliant. yes. For those who aren't initiated in the world of Only Fools and Horses, Trigger's Broom, the reference to it.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Is basically there was a character called Trigger. We don't need to go into him too much.
No.
But basically, he was a road sweeper.
Yes.
And he gained an award for saving the money, vast amounts of money, by using the same broom for 30 years or whatever it was. He'd replaced the handle 10 times and the broom end 7 times, but it was the same,
but it was same broom.
I always liked on Last of the Summer Wine the main bit it was worth watching for were the end bits, where they would either go off disappearing down a hill on some strange contraption that they'd built, whizzing down, or they would be in the middle of a reservoir on a boat and say, oh, what this is? Glug, 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 as they pull the plug out.
Yes.
It had something of the Chuckle Brothers about it.
Yes, I will agree with that, actually. That's probably the best description I've ever heard. Although they could probably claim the Chuckle Brothers had something of Last of the Wine about it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
to you, to me, to you, to me.
I mean, I don't know when Barry and what was his brother's name?
Oh, I can't remember his name. Barry and
whatever his name, Cackle were. I don't know when they started, but I wouldn't have bet it was after last summer.
I would have thought so. Are they still going?
Yeah. Well, certainly in the
kind they've had of lots of spin-offs, haven't they?
Yeah, and they got from the Chuckle Vision appearance kind of thing from ironic appearance of the university as well.
Oh, right.
A bit like Rain Till Garden. Wow, it's the Chuckle Brothers, yeah! On the kind of Chesney Hawks, I think.
Yes, indeed. The one and only.
Apparently, he played at, I think it was Dave's, one of Dave's balls he went to, and he said, Chesney Hawks was in, like, his brother was a complete, so-and-so, he said, he just said, he goes, yeah, well, I'm very closely related to Chesney Hawks. And then somebody would go, wow, that's amazing. Chesney Hawks was down to earth as anything, like, yeah,
Well, you would be if only you only ever had one hit.
I've had my one hit, I'm quite happy to see it from people 20
endlessly,
years later.
Yes.
Sorry, anyway.
Should we have a look at this dessert menu?
Alright, we have chocolate brownie with shandled cream and berries.
Nope.
Grape vanilla cheesecake with pears and honeycomb. Pear, brambly apple and blackberry crumble with custard.
Is that what you had last time?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
Yes, it's very nice.
Okay.
Or you can have the cheese plate.
What, does it say what cheeses it has?
They do, yes. Petit Bas, Camembert de Normandy.
Yep.
St. Mergold's cheese. With old thing. Sorry, I'm doing a Joey Barton. I have no idea why I'm going into a Sunday accent. some herb ghost cheese with oat cakes and chutney.
Okay. I think about the crumble.
I think I'm going for the crumble.
Okay.
Have we finished the bottle, or is there still...
No, there's still wine there.
Okay.
I will charge a glass.
It's very mellow for a Rioja, I must say.
Is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing, no, it's very nice.
I'm in the mood for mellow.
I'm in the mood for mellow. Or something.
Doesn't quite fit, does it? Yeah, I'm in the mood for mellow. Yeah.
For mellow.
For listeners' sake, Mark is now Joe rating.
On the table.
On the chair, thank you. I have some.
Mark, you can put your trousers back on now.
Really? But I just like airing them out sometimes. No, it's probably best you didn't see that.
Well, I didn't, thankfully. There are advantages to being visually impaired at times.
I wouldn't mind.
Mark's legs are one of them. Sorry, Mark.
I wouldn't mind, but I might come back here.
Really? You've been twice. You don't want to go back to places too often.
Yeah, but it's close.
I know, but there's always a risk that you then have a bad meal and it leaves a mark in your brain.
It's true, but I got my
a parents... A black mark.
I got a parent... My parents coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Next Sunday.
Okay.
Next Sunday. Because they're coming up to watch my TV.
They're coming up to watch your TV?
Yes, they haven't got Sky Atlantic. And they had a...
And what did they want you to watch?
...series on before Christmas.
Sorry, to watch what?
They don't have Sky Atlantic.
Yeah.
And there was a detective series on called Falcon.
Falcon? As in the bird?
Falcon, yes. As in, it's spelled as in the bird, but Spanish.
Okay, Falcon.
Falcon, yes. Which is based on books that Becky and Dan have read. I haven't read them, but I take them for them.
Who's Dan?
Dad.
Oh, Dad. Right.
Sorry, my real friend.
I was wondering if this was your sister's latest boyfriend.
No, that's well, that's not quite decided yet.
By latest, of course, I don't mean that she has many boyfriends.
Yeah, please explain this. Just in case she happened to do anything. In no way, Becky, have I suggested that you might be...
No, I'm not suggesting that at all. I mean, Becky's lovely. She wouldn't do that. Mark told me to say that.
Yes, Becky is lovely.
Yeah, it's true, Becky's lovely.
But, yes, no, it's her father I'm talking about.
Who's not quite so lovely.
Who is coincidentally my father as
well. What a coincidence, as you say.
Who would have thought it?
Actually, just in case he's listening, I'm not saying he's not lovely. But I can't say he's... How do I get myself out of this one?
I don't know. You kind of dug out your own hole on that one. I didn't say anything.
Mark's dad is a thoroughly robust and upstanding member of society.
I think we just better hope that he doesn't listen to it and move on.
It's all right. How often do I... When was the last time I saw him? About a year ago? What's the worst that can happen? I think the last time I saw him was when... My dog ran out of your parents' back garden.
Yes, probably. There's a lot of heads there, Robert. He won't get through that. Dogs can get through hedges, Mark. Yes.
As he demonstrated to us.
Yes. Well, that took 2 seconds.
It was just how he went out that way and somehow ended up on the other side of the cul-de-sac. So he must have gone round half a mile to get there. You have to wonder what people thought seeing this great big German Shepherd running through their gardens.
We've had adders got caught in our...
Sorry?
You've had adders?
And my dog went in your garden. He could have been eaten by an adder.
Not in our garden. They were in next door garden.
Oh, right. Okay.
This was years and years ago. It doesn't happen often.
Are they big?
Adders are... quite big from what I was quite small at the time, so they're
right.
Being big compared to me. But they're bigger than grass.
But to be honest, most things are big compared to you.
This is also true.
What on earth is this?
Jasmine in my mind.
Sorry?
Summer breeze.
Oh.
Makes me feel fine. Sorry. My singing might not have given you the clue it should have.
No, I went up when it should have gone down. No, I don't know whether or not.
Yes, sir?
Yes, could we have 2 crumbles, please?
2 crumbles? Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And a dessert wine. Do they have any dessert wines?
I didn't look at it. We've still got some Rioja left.
Alright, fine. We'll keep going on the Rioja then. Was it at Chimes that I had the dessert wine?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Was that good?
Yeah, it was nice. Very nice. I'd never come across a Sauvignon Blanc dessert wine before.
It looked very amber.
Good. Maybe.
Like in kind of whiskey.
Like what, sorry?
Well, slightly lighter than whiskey, but like whiskey on the rocks colour.
Oh, I see. Right. Diluted.
Yeah. So it wasn't quite as dark as neat whiskey.
Right. Gentlemen, we are back to board number 1. We run out of crumble.
Run out of crumble? That's appalling.
Yes. That's it. We've got here chocolate brownie with chantilly cream and berries.
Yep.
Or baked vanilla cheesecake with poached pear and honeycomb. Or cheese platter.
See, I wanted that crumble. It's not good enough.
You know, everything is made only, and one day crumble goes like mad. Today everybody crumble. I don't know. Yesterday,
and then another day nobody eats crumble.
Exactly. Yesterday we had cheesecake.
Yeah.
I just said, I can't believe it. Why everybody goes
I'll tell you what, I'll come back tomorrow.
It's all a conspiracy. We all get together before we come, and we're like, we'll have the crumble tonight.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll have the brownie then.
Brownie.
And I'll have the cheesecake.
And at least you will compare.
We can absolutely. Yeah. We'll know for next time then.
Let's see. Thanks.
Thank you very much. God, that always happens to me. I don't know why I put this in my ear actually, because I can't hear anything. I'll take it out my ear again.
Have you got the wrong one in your ear again?
I've forever got the wrong one in my ear.
Why are you coming from the left?
Yeah, I know. Oh, that was bizarre. I don't know if people on Audible would have heard this one yet. I'm not sure if I've uploaded it yet, but the at one point in Munich, I had the right earphone in the left ear and vice versa, and because I was hearing the whole world through the earphones, everything that came through the right one, basically, Mark was on my right and was saying talking to me, so I turned to my left.
Yes, it was that, because I had no idea what was going on. I'm over here, I'm thinking, usually, you know, my voice is at least clear enough to know which direction
it's going. It's true. I need to upload those, but based on how long it took me to edit down my walking in the snow today, it might take a while. The problem is, I've always liked this with essays. Like, you know, if I had to edit it down from an amount, I couldn't do it because I was too attached to what I'd already written.
I know, I was awful. I basically work on the principle that people not actually bother.
I can edit.
Can do word count.
I can edit other people's work perfectly happily.
Yeah.
But my own is awful.
Well, I can edit other people's work perfectly happy, but I usually go with the caveat of, well, this is just my opinion based on nothing else than my meandering experience. So I'm not saying that my version is any better than yours whatsoever, but. I remember, and then coming out, I was like, I'm never going to get this. Like, there's a whole lot of red you put in my document. I was like, she's gone on to better things than me, mind you, most of
I was going to say, Mark, that most people have gone on to better things than you, or to be honest, me. So, you know. I know I'm not quite as bad as you, but almost.
You pointed out how big
almost.
And you, well, my great, you know, my boss seems to think I should be higher up.
Higher up, like on a mountain somewhere.
Yeah.
Deserted.
Bigger fool for my higher level. My higher level.
Yeah, I think you should be higher up too.
Thank you.
Not higher than me, though.
I was tempted to go for redundancy.
Are they offering it again?
Yeah.
Really?
To 30 people from kind of, well, my bossy grade down.
You've got, what, 6 years service?
Yeah.
So you get 3 weeks... pay for every year.
It was more that basically they'll do it on business need and performance. So I wanted to check that
in your old job you would have been fired.
Well, no, this is it. I wanted to check that presumably actually they let me go at a drop of hat. But I wanted to check that I am one of the wanted for people in the in the place.
What's the rules on rejoining? I mean, are you barred from rejoining if you...
You're if you barred from keeping the money if you rejoin, right?
Within what time, or within ever?
No, within a time limit, I don't know. I didn't look that seriously, mainly because I don't think I'd get another job, so...
Still, 6 times 3 weeks is...
Not eight. Enough to get me another job? 6 times 3 is 18, so 18 weeks.
That's not much, actually, is it?
No. It's certainly not enough to get me another job.
Do you have to pay tax on redundancy money? Presumably you do.
Oh god, no.
And is it pensionable?
Pensionable. What you mean? Can you turn it into pension life? You can make voluntary contributions out of your redundancy. I don't think you can say put it in my pension. Depending on the scheme, you can buy years.
Yeah.
Which is what?
Apparently, we've got, depending on one scheme, I suppose, about a month left to buy extra years.
And they're on money to buy extra
years. Yeah, I know. I was wondering about it, because they've got an interesting calculator that tells you what it would turn into.
How much could you get? I mean...
If you put away, say, £100 a month extra...
You've only got a month to do it,
Sorry?
You've only got a month to do it.
Well, I took it that it's a month to set it up for the coming year.
Oh, right, okay.
I think.
I don't know, you might well be right. I assumed it was,
You can do lump sums as well.
Well, no, I just assume that, you're basically saying before we change the scheme, you've got a month to buy in all the years that you want.
This was just my sort of inference on it, was before we all get thrown off and put on some other rubbish scheme, that maybe now's the time to buy extra years.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't think I'm going to survive to... 60 right. Whatever.
Oh, you are.
I've been run over by a bus long before then.
Only if you're relying on me to tell you when to go flying.
Run over by a bus or hit by a helicopter, I'm not sure which.
Hit by a helicopter?
My line.
That only happened in the ER or in Pimlico, either one is.
Vauxhall. My line manager was most perturbed that it basically landed on her bus route. It was an hour before she would have ever been along on her bus route, but it was on her bus route.
Right. But it didn't hit a bus.
No.
So it was fucking...
If it had, that would have been pretty awful, potentially.
That would have been...
Because they're packed at that time. Yeah, yeah. Like, 100 people or so.
Yeah, that would have been diabolical. Thankfully, it didn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all pretty awful.
Thankfully, it was about the best you could hope for from the said Mark's having more and more callous. But it's amazing.
Yes, two people died. We remember here, but it's the best that could have. Yes, Mark.
Yes, but considering it's a helicopter falling from the sky on
within central London.
Within central London.
That's true. I hadn't heard anything about it until my dad called me in the morning and said, I've heard there's something around Vauxhall, I don't know, do you go in that way? Oh yes, that is the station I use most mornings, actually.
Well, I did find that slightly on the news. It was only a few yards from Vauxhall, but it wasn't exactly in danger of falling on the station. It was just like...
Well, it could have done if it had gone the other way, but yes, in the direction it went, it wasn't going to fall on the station.
Exactly. If it fell out of the air, having not hit the crane, then it might have...
No. What I mean is, if it had been coming from the opposite direction and hit the crane, then yes, it could have fallen on the station, because the distance it actually went from the town was quite considerable.
I know, but I just felt, you're like, yes, but given the circumstances of the crash, it was very unlikely that it would have fallen on the station.
That's true. But, Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I feel I should probably finish my wine first. Because wine and chocolate brownie, I don't think go together.
finish it, yeah.
I don't think... Well, how much is left?
Just over half a glass, I reckon.
Right. Do you want to have it?
If you don't want to have it, I'll have it.
Fine. I think I'll do without. Turned off the music. Is that a signal to go?
Well, now it's going to be. Nobody else is making any notes. And more for them, because we are patient.
True. Is my water somewhere around here? I need to refresh my palate.
Yes. The yeah.
There?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Right, here we go then. So, presumably I have chocolate brownie somewhere there.
Mm. And you have kind of two chocolate brownies on top of each other.
Yeah.
The kind of, I don't know what it is, a coulis of some kind.
It was meant to be wild berries or something, wasn't it, I think.
That makes sense. Wild berry coulis.
They're very cross.
What? They're very cross?
The wild berries. They're wild.
Okay, but wild isn't synonymous with cross.
Is it not?
Not really.
No, I thought wild with cross.
If you saw like the video for Girls Gone Wild, you wouldn't be like, oh, that's angry girl.
Oh, I don't know what I'm saying then.
No, anyway, you got wild berries. Well, berries on the
They're crossing. No, they're not
they're
cross. Like the what?
Smaller sibling of cross buns. Cross buns.
Now, Mark, that's even worse.
I'm trying to dig you out of a hole.
I wouldn't worry too much. I think I'm buried deep. Oh, pretty safe. It won't stay on the spoon. I get the idea I'm demolishing this, but not really getting very far. It's very nice. Although it's one of the things that's very difficult to eat when you can't see it.
Yeah, I can imagine. You
can
also imagine there's quite a few
things like that. Yep, there were quite a few things like that. Fish with bones in on top of the list.
Well, fish with bones is just annoying, anyway.
So how are we getting back to yours from here? Are we standing on the roadside hailing a taxi in the middle of Bethnal Green, or are we walking to Mile End? And once we've walked to Mile End, we might as well walk to yours, I suppose, but...
Well, I'd say it's probably easier to walk to Bethnal Green, isn't
it? Is it? Okay. Do you know the way?
Yes.
Mark, sound slightly more sure than that, please.
Yes.
Mark, I don't want to die. Not tonight.
You're not gonna die.
It's too cold.
Stop being a darling queen, not your own time.
I'm gonna stop this recording because eating on recordings isn't good. Hope you enjoyed the eating sounds, by the way, everybody.
Beaten up a bit.